T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dr. Kevin Wong, good morning.
Morning, Marty.
This theory that the president is throwing out there that there's too much testing. I know you heard that. How do you respond, sir?
Well, I think just like any test we do in medicine, you need to have a reason to do it, because just doing random testing for a lot of things does not work.
Right.
I mean, you have to use some common sense when you do it. And even with this testing for the COVID, just because you tested negative right now doesn't mean you'll be negative 24, 48 hours. So the timing has to be correct to try and do a test.
How are your patients responding to the fears right now?
Well, most of them are using common sense, because we've been talking them through this for the past 3 to 4 months. Although I just saw a patient last week, they were so fearful they had not been off the driveway, their property, until they came to the office first time in months.
Wow.
And at the same time, I had another one whose kids would not let her leave the house or the property for the 3 months.
Oh.
So she was dying to get out and come in.
How old?
But, I mean, we're in the 80s, in their 80s.
Okay.
And they're willing to go to the market. They say, hey, we've been locked up long enough, we'll use common sense. But it's the things like, and I hate to say, I'm not picking young people, but it's people, particularly I've had 3 cases of people, they went to a bar the day before or 3 days before, and either one, they get a call 4 or 5 days later saying someone at the bar was positive.
Right.
Or someone a week later gets symptoms after he's been at work for a whole week in between of going to the bar. And now you could close in that entire place of employment that the person was at before
Oh.
he knew he had symptoms.
So are you concerned?
So that's where
is herd mentality something you buy into, the herd immunity?
Herd immunity is absolutely true for any of our infectious diseases. If you don't get enough people to get the disease, it will come through the entire herd sooner or later. It has to. Whether you get herd immunity by natural immunity or whether it's vaccination, you need that protective number, and every disease is slightly different, but you need a certain number. It's just like the measles, German measles, chickenpox, until people get the immunization or get the natural disease, it's going to go right through a population. Just think of the outbreaks of German measles when the kids were at Disney World from different areas that didn't have immunization. And New York City had the same thing last year, I do believe, or a couple of years ago.
So when the president says slow down the testing, does that concern you?
Well, I would say, just like we've said all along, test the people that need to be tested. I mean, going through a nursing home and testing every person in the nursing home that has had no case in the nursing home, does that really make sense? Or test all the employees, but maybe that's who you keep testing randomly employees. That doesn't make that much sense either. I mean, this is where, you're testing a lot, wasting a lot of time that those tests could be used, or just remind people, be a little bit more careful, and you don't need to be tested.
24 cases, big explosion in the numbers. Is that because of more testing, more people getting sick, or a combination, sir?
Combination there are probably, because as time goes on, you'll see that the percent of positives is dropping to some degree. You're going to see more of us people getting out. But if they are young and healthy, we have to remember, most don't have symptoms. I know of a case recently, a person who is very sick, MS, and a trach and everything, tested positive on screening. And then you would expect this person really be in trouble, has no symptoms.
Wow.
Sometimes you're going to be lucky.
Thanks, doctor. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good one.
My friend Jerry says, I heard from doctors they believe a treatment may be available in August. It's not true. It's not true at all. No way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.